but allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome everybody tonight. We've got a pretty straightforward agenda. First item on the agenda tonight is superintendent's report.
From Senator Richards, we had a request for a dedication. I forwarded to the Board of Education dedication policy, so I know you have that ready. And I've asked Mr. Thode to come up and speak to all of you about the dedication and who it's for and where it's coming from. And then the board, at the end, we would ask that you take a vote on whether or not you accept or
decline.
I'm looking to get an opportunity, but not get it.
I know.
In conjunction with the ESL students and the teaching staff, they are requesting to plant a tree and a plaque right outside the front entrance near the auditorium doors where the other two trees are. The plaque will translate to "We will miss you, we will love you." It's for Joanne De Fiore, who tragically passed away this summer. And so it will be in loving memory of her. And Ms. Patty Flynn Trace of Interact is the one that's kind of spearheading it on the staff side. So it's just a nice way to acknowledge her life and her contribution to our school district.
And as far as the Executive Office Administration, we fully support it. As you remember, I think it was last year, we did a dedication to passed away, a retired English chairperson. I think it's that's in front of the high school, as you see now, the one there. So I think what they're looking for is to do something similar to what they did for Lou.
It was all through donation, no cost to the district. Tom Kelly and his leadership and staff approved it, looked at it.
Where will it be?
What's that?
Where will it be?
Right outside the main entrance of the high school, by the auditorium, there's two trees right there, so we'll be reset in that area.
The two big trees?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Any questions?
Any specific questions about it?
No, I think I'm free.
Thank you.
Do you want to just do it now?
Yes, make a motion, please.
Motion to accept the donation and request to dedicate. What's the exact?
For the memorial tree, plaque, and high school.
In the name of?
Joanne De Fiore.
Joanne De Fiore. Motion. Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda only? Yes.
Cindy Turkington. The 2.2 extra class for library enrichment, if you could just fill me in a little bit on that. And the other question was on the tax levy recommendation. What was the assessment?
Okay. For this year? You want to talk about the 2.2?
At the last meeting, Michelle Kennedy spoke about she has some additional time in her school day. Last year, because of the classes, we gave her an additional 0.2 to cover the rotation. So this year, because we had a diminished section, we figured that
it was decreasing enrollment.
Yeah, because one of our grade levels went down a section.
So instead of 0.2, we only needed up for a 1.4, and then at the end of that, we had a 0.6 left. Kind of a hole in her schedule, and as you know, we have those extra classes that we have budgeted for. So
instead of a required part of the library rotation, she was going to be doing some additional enrichment work, but curriculum related work with classes during that time. It would be on top of her regular library schedule.
And
with the
grade level or just whatever.
She and Linda and Kim are developing that now.
It's going to be a push.
What's the question on assessments?
Did we get the assessments?
Yeah, the assessments.
Did it go up this year?
Do you want to do it or?
Yeah, I already did that.
But, yeah. Go.
Okay. The assessed valuation did go up this year by close to $30,000, and so what was presented in the budget brochure as an estimated tax rate was 2.34%.
Right.
But because of the increased valuation, assessed valuation, it is now calculated at 1.97.
So, as we understand it, just for the sake of everybody here, the tax rate that the district voted on, a 2.34 increase, which hit all the different things that we talked about throughout the year, will actually result, because the assessment rolls are higher, in an increase to homeowners for their school tax portion of less than
2%. Yes, that is correct.
Got it. Anybody else have any questions on the agenda tonight? Great. Motion to adopt the regular minutes. The minutes of the regular meeting of September 14th, 2016.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following resignation.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education rescinds its August 31st, 2016 action as follows.
Motion. Second.
Second.
And what's this? This is
a student that moved.
Okay. Okay. So, just so that I'm clear, the result is this is the stipend
that worked within the 811 program was rescinded because she no longer is
in that program. Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following employee a leave of absence.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2016-2017 school year as follows.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, motion carries unanimously. Welcome to you. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
The district recently advertised for candidates to fill various teaching and support staff vacancies for 2016-2017. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and the superintendent. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. So this is a question I should know the answer to, but boys and girls basketball separate seasons. How does that? Is it boys? What's the answer?
Yes, they are separate seasons.
So about middle school?
Yes.
Yeah. It's, in the early winter, it's girls volleyball and boys basketball, and then in the late winter, flip flops, and it's boys volleyball, girls basketball.
Is that just because gym usage? Is that
correct?
That's the way they do in the middle school sports, and also you notice
referees is really the driving force.
Referees.
You'll see also the same team twice. It's because it means we have two teams in that particular area, and that was boys middle school basketball.
Okay.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education includes the following contract in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract, as well as at the statute of payments and contracts, and authorize the president to sign the same contract.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. What else?
The mentor teacher. Mentor teacher is number 11 there. Are you including that in number 10? It looks like
I don't see that motion.
I don't see a recommendation there.
No.
I would just do it anyway. A recommended action.
Okay.
On the number 11, if you don't mind.
No. Do you want me to read it, or do you want me to?
Recommended action.
Upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education approves the following mentor appointments.
Thank you.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion. Just help me a little bit so I understand. I read the article in the CPA, but
yeah.
What, like, rubber hits the road, what do they do? So what does Regina Soto do as a mentor teacher under the CPA? Or any of the others? I'm just using that.
So,
yeah.
The mentoring program is pretty well defined, part of the professional development program. They meet with any teacher who has never been mentored before, so typically a first year teacher and teacher assistants only. So they spend time basically going through, obviously this is the district procedures in the district, things related to professional development, you know, how to handle disciplinary referrals.
But not like lesson plans and things.
Well, they can. It depends, you know, because it's not necessary for it's. I think ideal, like say, you know, Regina has a science person, and we try to pair them that way, but it doesn't have to. I think an advantage if you have that. We don't always have that luxury to pair one certification with the same certification.
Value add though for this program, you have to value
it. Isn't this a New York State mandate?
It is. Okay. Yeah, so it is a New York State mandate, but it's also part of our PD plan.
And the compensation, which is in the CBA, is not a monetary one. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. It depends on. So if you have not, and Carol, we just talked about this. So correct me if I'm wrong. If you have not maxed out your credits, you receive in-service credits based on the number of hours. And if you have, you can receive comp days for it.
Yeah, but it's not cash payment.
Right.
Which costs money, obviously, because we have substitutes.
Well, it is if you're...
Got it.
If you're top.
Yeah.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education approves the following construction program change order.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. So just for everybody's edification, the change order is effectively $11,000 and has to do with sewer pipes and drainage pipes that were not foreseen as necessary when this was laid out, but it's within the allowance, would you say?
No, it's above the allowance.
It's above the allowance by $11,000, but it's within the aggregate allowance of
the total. Yes.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools resolve that the Board of Education of the Santa Maria's Union Free School District hereby grants permission to the Santa Maria's Fire Department to use the district's locker room facilities in connection with the Santa Maria's Fire Department's participation in the 2016 Stephen Siller Tunnel to Tower Foundation Run.
So we're certainly happy to... Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Certainly happy to help the fire department any way that we can, given all the significant help that they give us. And this was a nice thing that they worked with the Stephen Siller Tunnel of Towers Run group, which is active duty military. So thanks. Thanks for your time in helping to manage it as well.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education approves the following salary moves on the salary schedule effective September 1, 2016.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
These are all typical moves as a result of additional year of service. And or education?
Yeah.
Education.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carried unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the treasurer's report for the months of July and August 2016.
Motion.
Second.
So, okay, I got to ask. As I look at this, like revenue for July 31, 2016 is $5,000. Go to August, it's $40,000-something. You know, and I've kind of always struggled with this. Is that what we expect?
Well, some of the things where it's like a known, like say our TAM borrowing, what we budgeted versus what the rates that we received were lower, so it would be reflected in, say, in
what we budgeted for interest rates versus the rates that we received.
Yes, for the TAM borrowing.
Okay.
So we would reflect that. In the August report.
So, like, when I look at the August report, it's a total expense, $3.6 million. Total expense, $3.6 million so far. Dollars spent in August. So, is that spent in August or accrued? Assume.
Accrued.
the top, how many?
In August, we've spent so far $3.6 million.
Right. So we spent $3.6 million.
Right.
Is that, and then, you know, I know that I'm asking questions. Is that what we expected to expend? Are there expenditures here that, you know, yes, we're well under the budget because the budget's $41 million in expenditures, but how do we know if there's something here that's, you know, are we using more subs?
Well, right now it's very early.
Yeah.
And we're only in August, and as usually when you're looking at the treasurer's report, in the January, February time frame is where everything comes and starts. You get a better idea of where you are.
But is this normally what you spend in the month of August?
Like, if you look at August for the last 5 years, are we about 26?
Yeah.
And then on the revenue side, we only have 46,000 total revenue received for July and August.
Right, because there's no activity, not receiving.
So is that, so how can we know, like, on a month-to-month basis? And, you know, last year I kind of tried to say, well, do we project it by month? Here's what we expect. But is there some way to know, hey, this is normal, you know? And I look at this, I don't know, but is there some way to know this is normal?
We also use we have a cash flow that we prepare for the TAN, and we monitor it each month, create a cash flow each month, and that kind of gives you an idea of the different types of revenue that you receive within each month, and the different types of disbursements, how much of it is you spend on salaries, accounts payable, any debt service.
So is it? Is it
payments? That's all factored into the cash flow.
Is it crazy for me to say, hey, you know, if there were a one pager on top of this that said, you know, the revenue and the expenses are in line with what we would expect given, you know, norms, or I point out that expenditures this month. Or higher because we had a one-time, or for example, East Virgins isn't paying us their tuition because they're in bankruptcy and whatever.
Well,
you know, I'm joking, of course, but, like, you know, the situation where to raise to our when I look at this and I look at $46,000 in revenue versus $3.6 million, it's like, what? So I understand we're waiting for money. We're
right, and the reason why you see $3.6 million. And no revenue, and that's why we go up with the TAN.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the state aid.
In the months of September, October, and November, the TRS payments to the state, instead of receiving state aid, they take it back. So it's a non-cash form of revenue, which isn't reflected.
I understand it. I understand everything you said. And I guess what I'm asking is, all that makes absolute sense. Can you, when going forward, unless everybody else gets this completely and totally, if you do, just explain it to me, but can you, going forward, include in the Treasury report just a one-page cover that says, this is where we should be, or note that revenue is artificially low because, you know, so-and-so is not paying and we're trying to recover, you know, or expenditures are high because, you know, if they're out of whack. Otherwise, you get to the end of the year and there's no ability to make it up. If, for example, we had a significant increased expenditure from what we budgeted, I wouldn't know from this. I wouldn't be able to tell right here from what we budgeted if it was significantly increased. Because if you took that 3.6 and made it 4.6 right now, we're still well within our budget, right? We're under $40 million.
Right. And but we should be expending what we budgeted for.
Right.
You're talking about the time in which we're doing it,
right?
Because there's two pieces. One is what we're purchasing or we're doing something that wasn't budgeted for.
Yep.
And we decide.
And that we know, I guess. If it's something we haven't budgeted for.
Well, we go to you and say, look, we even spoke a little bit about the enrichment, but really that wasn't needed because it was budgeted for.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a discussion about that.
Or revenue, that we're having problems collecting revenue.
You would know about that, too. Like, all of a sudden, if our, 811, the schools for my children, from our 811 program, were not paying us. You know, all of a sudden, they just, five or six schools.
Well, revenue is low. Here's a better example. Revenue is lower because 3811 students left, which would have a material, notwithstanding the contract we had, they were pulled out of the district, would have a material deviation on the revenue side. Right?
Yeah, and you're looking at...
So then the question is, how do we make that up before the end of the year? If we're $150,000 light on revenue...
Well, that's when we look at surplus every year, but you're talking more about really scrutinizing the surplus and where we're at
every single month and trying to hone in on it, I guess, is what you're asking for.
I'm asking, I mean,
because like our expense, we expended this month how much money?
You expended this year to date $3.6 million.
Okay, and that was all budgeted for. So you would want to know, is that budget for?
Because if it wasn't, you would have a specific request.
So now we would know that. Now, the speed in which, if that's at 4.6, you would probably say, well, how would I know that?
That's my point. So when you say all budgeted for, we've got 10 months of budget for, and I'm using substitutes, right? That's a bad example, but for substitutes. Mm-hmm. If you've used more than 1/10 of that now, if you've used 2/10 of that through September, perhaps there's a problem. I don't know. But the time to know that is now versus June when you say, wow, we need an extra $50,000 for subs because we overused early. Or on the revenue side, we lost 3 tuition-paying students so in September, so we expect to be $50,000 light. How are we going to modify what we need to do?
Well, we haven't had to modify because we've always had a surplus at the end. Never had a situation like if we see some students who do leave, which doesn't happen. They seem to come, and so far this year several have come, so we are a couple on the other side. But if they started to leave, we wouldn't really change anything we were doing. We would just that's what happens in business.
If you had 7 leave, though, you would, or 8.
Well, if I see 7 students leaving and say, well, what's occurring in our special education program, it just happened to be a coincidence that 7 students left our program, yes, we would have to tackle that and understand why that's happening. But as far as a financial standpoint, I don't think we change, unless we're doing something wrong or something's occurring. If it's just something that happens, a special education student moves into the community and all of a sudden we're expending $200,000 more, mm-hmm. right?
We wouldn't have a conversation mid-year at that time. If that student moved into the community, we had an obligation to spend $200,000 more to say, we wouldn't at that time have a conversation to say, what we've got this budget with these expenditures, mm-hmm. What are we not going to spend to afford to pay for that? We would just say we're going to take it out of our bank account?
Well, no. I think we need to look at our surplus, and that's what we, as we get towards the end of the year, we look very closely at surplus and say, well, we estimated $1.1 million in surplus. Are we going to be off of that? And if not, because we're trying to save money all the time, it's a constant thing that we do, so we're always trying to save in any way, shape, or form. But we've never had to all of a sudden say, well, wow, we have a student that came in as $200,000, so now we have to start cutting something else in the program that was budgeted for. That makes sense, or no? I mean, we can certainly give you a 2-3 liner if you felt comfortable about it.
Yeah,
but I don't want to just give you a 2 liner and say, there's your 2 liner. And what it's going to say is, we are, well, we're in our range.
We are within what we expect. There is not, we do not have unanticipated expenditures that maybe we can deal with in our budget, but,
Okay. Well, we can certainly put that in there.
Like when I look at, I know this drives me nuts, but I said, but when I look at kind of a budget, you kind of say, where do we expect to be? What was our forecast, for this month to date?
We usually have a percentage on the bottom. We'll be comparing. You had asked for that last week.
But it's a percentage of, and it's still, it's a percentage of the total. So I can do the math. $3.6 million is like 9% of $41 million.
But what gets hard is you're paying off things at different times. So maybe it says 20% now, and then all of a sudden
that's...
And that'll be on the bottom. It's just so July and August is really nothing.
But I think if we said, we typically expect the revenue to be higher at this point, but... we've got a specific issue.
One like
a variance report. Yes. Or, expenditures are in line with what we would typically expect. Or, we're spending a lot more on X and Y. I don't know.
Yeah. What I would say to the board is if anything happens that is significant as far as on either side of the budget, I will, immediately reach out to you via the updates or something like that to let you know. But I think that's fine, for us to...
I'm not trying to make busy work. It's not busy, but
I just didn't want to get into bullets and you go, what's that? That doesn't do
anything. That's what I'm going to say, if I don't understand it. all in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, increase budget treasurer.
Motion.
Second.
So are these just line items, like different numbers, because they were initially in?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of school, board of education, increases student activity, treasurer's report for the middle school and the high school for the months of July and August.
Motion. 2016. Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education adopts the 2016-2017 tax levy in the amount of $22,141,324.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. We explained this earlier.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education accepts the corrective action plan for the 2015-2016 independent audit report.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
So let me just ask a question. And I read the district response. What's an extra classroom activity fund versus how we typically account for these things?
The student activity, each month you approve the monthly student activity treasurer's report.
Yeah.
And so that's your extra classroom activity fund.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, every year the auditors, they look at because it should be a student type of activity. There should be student involvement, so you look at
the type of classroom, though, not just student involvement, type of classroom learning.
It's all your clubs.
Yeah.
It's just a different word, just a different terminology. It's all your student clubs.
It's not an administrative plan.
No.
Account, right?
No, it's not. It's we have a middle school treasurer, central treasurer. We have a high school central treasurer. And the teachers, we have your club advisors, teachers oversee the club, and then you have your student officers, you have your president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer of each one of the clubs. And so the auditors look to see, is there student involvement? Are there the receipts? Are there student signatures, disbursements? Are there involvement with the students as far as disbursements, profit and loss statements? They have an activity such as selling candles or whatever. Do they keep track of the receipts and the disbursements, et cetera?
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education accepts the corrective action plan for the internal report on cash management and the risk assessment report dated December 2015.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education approves the disposition of records.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education accepts the following donation.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. I want to thank Josh Bonventry for the donation of the Ram Shots. It was a great game. I played it a lot. And hand-eye coordination to teach you to think and do math. It's great. So thank you.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Center Merchant Board of Education approves the criminal justice class to attend the taping of the People's Court, Stamford, Connecticut, on November 16th at no cost to the district.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Center Merchant Board of Education approves a student of the High School Instrumental Music Club to attend the NISMA All-State in Rochester, New York from December 1, 2016 to December 4, 2016.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
So a question. This one doesn't say a no cost to the district. Is there a cost?
Jeremy, there's substitutes that are in during those days, and on my calendar in front of me for December 1st.
Well, we were required to send a teacher to attend, so that is paid.
Yeah, because December, yes.
So a teacher goes with the one kid for, yes, and has it work for 3 days?
Yeah. This has happened every year for the last, at least the years I've been here, so we've always had at least one selected and attended.
How do they get there?
There's a couple different options. Sometimes they take a bus that's countywide. Sometimes they go up on their own with their parent, and so forth and so on.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Central Burgess Board of Education approves the DECA Club to attend Business and Marketing Day at Six Flags Great Invention, New Jersey on May 24th, 2007.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Yeah, same thing. How does this get paid for? Does it come to the DECA Club budget?
Yeah, but if it's on May 24th, once again, we have that substitute cover for that teacher for that day.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education conducts a third reading of the following policy and subsequently moves to adopt the policy.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, resolved that the Board of Education of the Central Burgess Union Free School District hereby adopts the Academic Intervention Services Plan for the 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
So one of the questions for me, I explained to you today, is we had one misspelling in that report, you know, the word definition, right? The word definition.
Yeah.
Missing an I. So we added that. And then also, can you just explain a little bit? There was one other question.
Oh, about the, because of the title of some of the positions, like AIS has given them a multitude of ways, but we have AIS tutors, and in the document it may state that, you know, they are teachers, or I think the word instructors was also used, and there was a question raised about should we use the verbiage tutors? I mean, we can. I like the idea of instructors because I don't want it to be confused that our AIS tutors are not certified teachers, and they are. So we can certainly be consistent.
What do we call them in the contract? That's what we should be using here. We call them AIS tutors in the contract.
We do.
And that's what we should use here.
Okay. I can always clarify.
If you're going to do that, I like
it. I like the idea of saying,
why don't you say tutors in the CBA?
I would say certified teachers.
Yeah.
They are certified teachers.
I want to make that point
sure
clear.
That we're not hiring.
We're hiring them as tutors in terms of our contract. This is the plan,
yeah,
our district plan. It's although we hire them.
Yeah, we hire them as certified teachers.
We don't have an obligation to hire certified teachers. We have an obligation in our contract to have them overseen by certified teachers. You may be doing that, and that's great, but there may be a day where we don't, I think, because I remember that contract. Let's look at it. Can we put this on the side? Is there any reason we got to adopt this tonight?
No, I want to adopt it tonight, and that's okay. We'll just change the line if we want to come back and change
Let's
the
just look line. At it to match the
I
contract.
Say, why don't we match the contract?
Yeah.
We will match the contract, Lloyd. Tonight has to be on tonight.
Okay.
So there's a state where actually everybody's a little behind, so it's not just us, but we'll approve it, and if we think we need to come back and adopt it a different way with a different line.
Because the way we did it in the contract, I think, was we had 5 AIS tutors that are overseen by 5 certified teachers in the district.
4, right?
Whatever, yes.
Yeah, 3 and 1, yes.
And I would.
But this is different because this is for the state and having highly qualified teachers, so I don't know if that changes anything.
Overseen by?
It says on the bottom page 3 that all academic intervention services are provided by certified qualified teachers. Like we're saying that they are. Right?
But that's not the case, is my point.
Although they're certified teachers, they're just not acting in the manner of a teacher, but they are certified.
Exactly.
Right? Do they have to be certified?
We would not hire an AIS person who is not certified.
Today, you might not. It depends on what happens. I guess my point is, under our contract,
we don't have to,
and we're obligated to have them overseen by a certified teacher. That was this whole thing that we went through.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, say, provided, you know, our
we'll use the lingo.
Yeah, this is
Yeah. And then ensure that that the programs and all that are overseen by certified teachers.
Okay.
Because we didn't have a problem under the New York State with how we were doing it. The problem that we had was with the contract. Right.
Okay.
No problem.
Done. Do we vote on that?
Yep. You didn't vote yet, did you?
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education approves the following individuals for the various 2016-2017
committee. Motion. Second. All in favor? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Bring us to the last section of the agenda tonight. Questions and comments from the community on matters not on the agenda?
I have one. Sure. When I came in September, like it was the fascia, whatever, I was a construction guru, but it was supposed to be like done on the elementary school, and it doesn't look like. Was it done in the front?
The dates, the dates have been pushed out a bit, so final dates.
No, you're talking about, I thought you meant the
trim along the roof, it doesn't look complete.
Yeah, not done.
Yeah. Okay.
It was pushed out, they're doing it even as tonight, but it's still pushed back probably another couple of weeks, until the final trim work is done.
Are they otherwise on schedule for?
They at this point in time, they weren't on schedule. Are they on schedule? No, they're late now.
The work was supposed to be done August 28th.
Yeah, because I know when I came September, and they were,
we're on top of it. Not done. We've been meeting with them on a very regular basis, pushing them to get it done. We've engaged counsel. Not done.
Yeah.
We're confident.
Was that in the contract time?
Time was in the contract.
So are they being fined or what?
We're working on that with council. Any other questions? Next board meeting will be on October 19th, Board Appreciation Night at 7:30, the LGI. Anybody that appreciates the board, we're welcome you to come. Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn to executive session.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn to executive session for purposes of discussing therapy. 1 second.
Which one do we get?
What's that for?
Contract negotiations.
Okay. Medical, financial, credit history, personal corporation leading to appointment, promotion, motion, discipline, or termination. Particular person or corporation,
personnel.
Yep, personnel and matters of disclosure which would result in an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Also, discussions regarding proposed pending current litigation. Thank you.
Thank you.